الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. بالنسبة للعلم، رضي الإسلام عمي ينقل، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us and sent us into this world for a limited period of time. And he has given us two responsibilities. Two very simple responsibilities. One is Iman, and the other is A'mal-e-Salihah. Iman. Believe in everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. So Iman we have, alhamdulillah. We believe in Allah, we believe in His sifat, we believe in the Malaika, we believe in the books, we believe in the messengers, we believe in the last day, we believe in Taqdeer, we believe in the resurrection after death, we believe in the Quran. So we, alhamdulillah, believe in everything that has been conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we have no doubt. So one responsibility we are fulfilling, alhamdulillah. The second responsibility, A'mal-e-Salihah. Good deed. To do good. So Iman and A'mal-e-Salihah. These are our two responsibilities. One responsibility we are fulfilling, alhamdulillah. It is the second responsibility that we need to understand. What is our second responsibility? We need to understand our second responsibility, and if we see a shortcoming in our life as regards to the second responsibility, then we need to worry about this shortcoming. And we need to rectify our situation. Because whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us is based on these two responsibilities.
ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات اولئك هم خير البريه.
Indeed, those people who accept Iman and carry out good deeds, they are the best of the creation.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا.
Indeed, those people who accept Iman and carry out good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put love for them in the hearts of the mankind, in the hearts of the creation.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ.
Indeed, those people who say, our Rabb is Allah, so Iman.
ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا.
Thereafter, they remain steadfast. They carry out the demands of Iman. That is Amal-e-Saliha.
So Amal-e-Saliha and Istiqamah, same thing.
So إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ.
Indeed, those people who say, our Rabb is Allah, so Iman.
ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter, they remain firm.
They carry out Amal-e-Saliha.
تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ.
At the time of death, the angels will descend upon them.
And the angels will say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا.
Do not fear, do not grieve.
وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the veil that remains between the dying person and Jannah.
And this person will be able to see Jannah before he departs from this world.
And the angels will say, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Look at the Jannah.
We are giving you glad tidings of that Jannah which was promised to you.
نَحْنُ وَأَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ.
We are your friends in this world. And we will be your friends in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Kulsirat in Jannah.
So the angels will say, we are your friends in this world until you die, and after you die, we will be your friends in Jannah also.
We will be your friends on the day of Qiyamah also. We will be your friends in Qabr also.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ.
Indeed, those people who say, our Rabb is Allah.
ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter, they remain firm with Amal-e Saliha.
فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
There is no fear upon them. They will not grieve.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those people from amongst you who accept Iman and carry out good deeds,
لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ,
that He will definitely make them the rulers of this earth.
Iman and Amal-e Saliha, these are the two responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon our shoulders.
And if we as the Ummah carry out these two responsibilities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in this very world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in the hereafter.
The reason why the Ummah is not successful is because they have Iman but not Amal-e Saliha. It is for this reason I have chosen this topic, because this is the message I would like to leave with my brothers in Sri Lanka.
Then we need to understand this responsibility, Amal-e Saliha. Carry out Amal-e Saliha. Do good.
What is the meaning of Amal-e Saliha? What is the meaning of doing good?
Coming for Friday Salat, is that doing good?
It is a good action.
But are we carrying out the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon our shoulders by only performing Juma Salat? Five times Salat, reciting the Quran, dhikr, tasbih, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of doing good? What is Amal-e Saliha?
There are two parts to Amal-e Saliha. Part number one, to abstain and refrain from each and everything that displeases Allah. This is the core of Amal-e Saleh. This is the foundation of Amal-e Saleh. This is the main part of Amal-e Saleh. To abstain, to refrain, to stay away from everything that displeases Allah.
And the second part,
to do anything and everything that pleases Allah. Inna alladhina amanu, those people who accept iman, wa amilu salihat, and carry out good deeds, who engage in amal salih, that means who stay away from everything that displeases Allah and try their utmost to carry out as much as possible from those deeds which please Allah. For them are all the promises. For them the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in the hearts of the creation, his love. The creation will love this person. The malaika will love this person. The humans, Muslims, non-Muslims, friends, foes, they will love and respect this person. The animals, the birds will love this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in the heart of this person contentment of heart. Allah will grant him peace of mind. Allah will grant him tranquility. Despite being in poverty, he will have peace of mind. Despite being sick, he will have peace of mind. Despite being afflicted with calamities, he will have peace of mind. Allah promises peace of mind. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ. Those people who accept iman and carry out good deeds, for them is fortune, for them is goodness, for them is khair. وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ, and a good return towards the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises such people a good death, death with kalima, death with dhikr, death in the state of sajda, ruku, death in Makkah Mukarrama, death in Madinah Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that when this person will be laid in the grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his grave a garden from the gardens of paradise. Allah promises that on the day of Qiyamah, when this person is resurrected from his grave, Allah will grant him shade under his throne. Allah will grant him shade under his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that when the book of deeds is given, the book of deeds will be given in his right hand, not in his left hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that such a person will cross the sirat in the speed of lightning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that he will not have to go in the fire of Jahannam, not even for 1 minute, not even for 1 second. Allah will grant him entry into Jannah direct without him having to go in Jahannam. And when he will enter Jannah, the angels will say, Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. The angels will say, Assalamu alaykum. And in Ibn Majah Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will say, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al Jannah. May the peace of Allah be upon you, the people of Jannah. So, inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those people who accept iman and thereafter carry out good deeds. Carry out good deeds, amal saliha. And what is the meaning of amal saliha? Amal saliha. Our misunderstanding is that I am performing salah, alhamdulillah, I am carrying out amal-e salih. I am doing dhikr, tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, I am doing amal-e salih. I have grown a sunnah beard, my attire and clothing is sunnah, alhamdulillah, amal-e salih. I am going for hajj, going for umrah over and over again, alhamdulillah, amal-e salih. I am going in khuruj, 40 days, 4 months, alhamdulillah, amal-e saliha. I am spending money in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah, amal-e saliha. But with amal-e saliha is engaged in watching films. On one side is salat, on the other side is watching films, movies. This is not amal-e saliha.
Because watching films, watching movies is displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amal Saleh is to abstain and stay away from everything that displeases Allah. And this is the core of Amal Saleh. Core of Amal Saleh. Our life is a mixture. Mixture. We are trying to make Allah happy and we are trying to make our nafs happy also. On one side we are making Allah happy, on the other side we are making Shaitan happy. This is not life of Amal Saleh. We are deceiving ourselves. Shaitan is deceiving us. Nafs is deceiving us. The core of Amal Saleh, the core of Amal Saleh, the core of Amal Saleh is to stay away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Safeguarding the gaze. Safeguarding the gaze when you are walking in the streets of Colombo, when you are walking in the streets of Sri Lanka, to safeguard your gaze from watching at a non-mahram lady, from gazing at a non-mahram lady. This is Amal Saleh. Safeguarding your gaze from watching movies and films, this is Amal Saleh. Very important Amal Saleh. Safeguarding your gaze when you are on the internet. Very important Amal Saleh. Safeguarding your eyes, safeguarding your ears, safeguarding your tongue from riba, from backbiting, safeguarding your tongue from slander, from accusation, safeguarding your tongue from lying, from deceiving, safeguarding your tongue from vulgar language, safeguarding your tongue from swearing, safeguarding your tongue from hurting somebody. Amal Saleh. Safeguarding yourself from hasad, hasad, jealousy. Amal Saleh. Safeguarding yourself from pride. Amal Saleh. Safeguarding yourself from anger. Amal Saleh. Safeguarding yourself from impatience. Not doing sabr. Amal Saleh. All important. But they do not exist in our lives. A person looks very, very religious from outside. From head to toe, he looks religious. But when he gets angry, look at him as how religious he is. A person is very religious from outside, but when he is walking in the streets, ask him what his eyes are doing. My friends, let us not look at each other, let us look at ourselves. I need to assess my life, and you need to assess yours. You need to assess yours. Ibrahim should not look at Ismail, Ismail should not look at Ibrahim. Let us assess our own life. We are judge and jury for ourselves. Because I will have to study in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for my life, not your life. A time will come when we will all have to study in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say, Kaifa nafrah? Kaifa nafrah wal mawtu min wara'ina wal quburu amamana? Ibn Abbas radiyallahu, he used to say, how can we rejoice? How can we rejoice? Nowadays we are always rejoicing. Picnic, party, this, that, enjoyment, 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 enjoyment. This is a matter of convenience only. Otherwise, I want to enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Yes, yes. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person can enjoy life. But we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. How can we enjoy our lives? We do not have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the great sahabi, he used to say, Kaifa nafrah? How can we rejoice? Wal mawtu min wara'ina, when death is behind us. Wal quburu amamana, and the grave is in front of us. Wa bayna yadayhi rabbina mawqifuna. How can we rejoice when I know, when we know that we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَعَلَى السِّرَاطِ مُرُورُنَا. Allahu Akbar. How can we rejoice when I know that I will have to cross the full sirat and Jahannam will be beneath me. My friends, make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will not do anything that will displease our Creator. It is Allah who has given you and me the eyes. Priceless item. Priceless item. You give the whole world to somebody, he will not give you one eye. It is Allah who has given us the ears. you give the whole world to somebody, the treasures of the whole world, he will not give you his ear. Tongue. You give the whole world to somebody and say, give me your tongue. Let me cut your tongue. He will say no. Priceless items. We are all millionaires. The poorest of the poor is a millionaire. Because tongue, millions. Nobody will give the whole world for the take the whole world for the tongue. Nose, eyes, ears, brain, heart, kidneys, liver, fingers, the whole body. The whole body. Allah has given us so much. And with the very things that Allah has given us, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who has given us these eyes and we disobey Allah with these very eyes. How is it possible? Allah has given us the ear and we disobey Allah with these ears. We listen to music. We listen to riba. It is Allah who has given us this tongue and we disobey Allah with this very tongue.
Let us repent, my friends. Let us make tawbah. Let us say to Allah that, oh Allah, we will not disobey you from today. Let us make a firm resolution. And let us monitor our lives. Let us check our lives. We will not do anything that will displease our Creator. This is the core of Amal-e-Saleh. This is the first point of Amal-e-Saleh. And thereafter comes the second point. Second point is that after refraining from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will carry out as much good as possible. What covers the first point? The first point covers the faraid, wajibat. Faraid and wajibat. I will not miss farz, I will not miss a wajib. The first point covers haram and makruh tahrimi. I will not carry out haram. I will stay away from makruh tahrimi. And the second point, I will carry out as much good as possible. What does it cover? Sunnah, mustahab, nafl. Sunnah, mustahab, nafl. I will carry out as many sunan as possible. I will carry out as many mustahabbat as possible. I will carry out as many optional deeds as possible. And it also covers makruh tanzih. I will abstain from makruh tanzih. Our Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, as far as farz was concerned, farz, they would never omit farz. Wajib, they would make sure they carry out wajib. Haram, they would make sure they stay away from haram. Makruh tahrimi, no, I can't go near makruh tahrimi. Because farz, wajib, haram, makruh tahrimi, not being particular in these four items will bring the displeasure of Allah. How can I displease Allah? No, I cannot displease Allah. And thereafter, they would go out of their way to stay away from makruh tanzihi, to carry out sunnah, to carry out mustahab, and to carry out nafl. To carry out nafl. They would go out of their way to carry out nafl. Allahu Akbar. Nafl. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahimahullah ta'ala. The great tabi'in. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahimahullah ta'ala. For 40 years, and according to one narration, for 50 years. It is not mustahab, or it is not sunnah, or it is not compulsory to come and perform your salat with takbir al-tahreema, with the first takbir. But despite that, Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahimahullah ta'ala, for 40 years and according to one narration for 50 years, he did not miss a single takbir ula. And Imam Amash rahimahullah ta'ala, another great muhaddis, Suleiman al-Amash, for 70 years he did not miss a single takbir ula. 70 years. Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala says that Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala for 20 years. How many? 20 years. Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala for 20 years he completed the whole Quran daily. And Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, the Shaykh of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he completed the whole Quran daily for 30 years. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, they used to complete one Quran daily. And in the month of Ramadan, they would both complete two Qurans daily. Taraweeh is separate. During the day, they would both complete one Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. In Ramadan during the day one Quran, during the night one Quran. So all together in 30 days, 60 Quran, and with the Taraweeh, 61 Quran. And they were so particular with nafal, that imagine how particular they were with mustahab and with sunnah, and imagine how particular they must be with farz, with wajib, and with, in regard to haram and makruhi tahrimi. Sayyid ibn Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, he would complete the whole Quran daily in tahajjud. One day the Kaaba was opened and he went into Kaaba after Isha Salat to perform two rakat. He went inside to perform two rakat. He began his two rakat in the Kaaba. In the first rakat he completed the whole Quran. Allahu Akbar. So my friend, this is the message I want to leave with you. From today, look at Amal-e-Saliha with a different view. Amal-e-Saliha does not mean we carry out good deeds at the end of the story. It is shaitan deceiving us when we have left home to come to the masjid. Today is Friday. Alhamdulillah, we have all gathered here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. We have left our homes today. And now after the Jummah Salat, we will leave and go back to our homes. What will we remember? Before we go to sleep after Isha, what will we remember? We will remember coming for Jummah Salat. We will remember listening to the Bayan. We will remember performing Jummah Salat. We will remember performing Sunnah. We will remember leaving the Masjid. But we will not remember that I did not perform Fajr Salat. We will not remember that I missed Asr Salat. We will not remember I missed Maghrib Salah. We will not remember I missed Isha Salah. We never remember the negative points of our lives. We only remember the positive points of our lives. And in this way, Shaitan is deceiving us. We are thinking that I have put so much Amal-e-Saleh, so much Amal-e-Saleh, so much Amal-e-Saleh. When we will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Amal-e-Saleh will be very little and our sins will be in heaps. Then only we will realize that we have made a loss. So friends, every day before going to sleep, sit down for a moment and think about the whole day. How much good you have done, how much wrong you have done. And try to weigh, every day try to weigh. Like a shopkeeper, at night when he closes his shop, in the evening when he closes his shop, he will count how much money he has made. How much is going, how much is coming, how much is going, how much is coming. Every businessman will do this. At the end of the week, how much is coming and how much is going. End of the month, how much is coming, how much is going. End of the year, how much is coming, how much is going. Akhirah is much more important than this world. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala used to say, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Reckon yourself in this very world before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. وَذِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. And every day weigh your amal. Weigh your amal before they are weighed on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَأَهَّبُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ. And prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That supreme court on the day of Qiyamah. So friends, make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran over and over again says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena ittaqullah. What is the meaning of ittaqullah? Fear Allah, no? Fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the disobedience to Allah. Stay away from the displeasure of Allah. Stay away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make sure farz is carried out, wajib is carried out. We will make sure haram is abstained from, makruh tahrim is abstained from. And thereafter we will also try to carry out as many sunan as possible, many mustahabbat as possible, many optional deeds as possible. And we will try to please the Creator. If we make an earnest effort, my friend, Allah's help will come with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy. And if we make a mistake, then do not worry too much. Try your utmost not to make the mistake. But once the mistake is made, then after that do not become despondent. Do not become despondent. What should you do if a mistake is made? Immediately repent and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You see, the policy of shaitan is that when we are about to make a mistake, the thought process is that it's okay. Commit this sin,
It will only take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and Allah is Ghafur Rahim. That is the thought process. And once the sin is committed, oh, how will Allah forgive me? I have committed a very big crime. This is Shaitan's thought process. And the thought process that Allah has told us is, I can't commit a sin. Tawbah, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah, I can't. How can I disobey Allah? How can I disobey? Before committing the sin, oh, it's a very big crime, very big sin. What if Allah becomes angry with me? What if Allah takes me away whilst I am committing the sin? What if Allah does not give me the tawfiq to repent after I commit the sin? Before committing the sin. And after the sin is committed, do not lose hope. Do not become despondent. Turn to Allah because Allah is Ghafur Rahim. So try to abstain from sin. If sin is committed, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always raise your hand and say to Allah that, oh Allah, I want you, I want your love, I want your nearness, I want your attention, I want your jannah. Oh Allah, you guide me, you show me the way. Oh Allah, you help me. Without your help, without your assistance, I will not be able to succeed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه.